Do you struggle or strain in the pursuit of feeling healthy? On this video, you're going to discover easier ways to feel healthy, happy, and mobile, thanks to Donna Rose, and I'll introduce her in a moment. So who are we and why you want to maybe listen to us? I am Angela McMillan. I'm a digital marketing coach for embodiment practitioners, and I'm the host of the Let's Get Real Online Movement Festival, hence the name of this show, Let's Get Real TV. Before I introduce my guests, I'd like to acknowledge that this land that I am standing on is the traditional lands of the Kaurna people of the Adelaide Plains. I respect their spiritual relationship with their country. And remember to stay to the end of the video because we have some special free things to give away to you. So it's worth sticking around. Today, I'm chatting with Donna Rose, whose title of her presentation for our festival is Quality in Motion, Finding Your Inner Pretzel Without Tying Yourself in Knots. Thank you, Donna Rose, for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Angela. I'm really excited to be here. And I think this is going to be a really important topic for anybody in the maturing age, and we're talking 40 to 80 years old. That's the vast range of people who still like to stay active. And instead of adding more force and more effort, maybe there's an easier way. So that's what I'd like to be sharing.
So. Great. It really does take a lot of courage to speak on the stage virtually and in person, as you know. It's stepping out of your comfort zone. And so I like to say thank you for saying yes to the festival, Donna Rose, and joining us. Our festival is on the 10th to the 15th of March, and the box office is open now. Last week, we did have $7 tickets. This week, they have increased. The full price tickets are $11, but we have a special selection of $109 tickets. So you want to grab one of those $9 tickets before they go up. We also have a warm-up 20-minute lesson. So we're going to be doing some awareness through movement lessons. And today, Donna Rose's lesson is on. And just after we finish, about an hour from now. So you can try out before you buy, basically. Come into the Movement Online Academy and experience this wonderful movement practice for yourself. So Donna Rose, who would you like to see in the audience? I think you've said a little bit about who this presentation will help most. Can we expand on it a little bit?
Oh, yeah, sure. I think it's for us individuals who really do like to stay active in our life, that we're really excited about being on adventures. I've just come home from 4 days in the wilderness, which was just amazing. But being able to do this without a continuous grind on the system, how do we actually find this quality as opposed to just grunt in what we're doing? So the presentation is going to help recovery from physical exercise. It's going to help you feel a little bit more flexible without the pull and the push. And while I'm here, I've just got to say thank you again, Angela, for the opportunity, because this is extraordinary to be able to share so much great information through this festival to so many people around the world. So this is very exciting to be here. Oops, I've lost some volume.
No, I was on mute. Sorry.
Okay. Tech wonders.
Use error.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this festival. Both you and all the presenters have got something really interesting to share. So I'm interested, why did you want to choose this topic in particular? What's your interest in this topic?
Oh, Angela, it's probably the recognition of a pursuit that I've had all my life. I have loved to stay active, engaged, hiking and horseback riding and camping and sailing. And I think when I was younger, as many people, you just get through it from sheer momentum, I can do this. Youth and enthusiasm got us up the hill. And now things have changed enormously. You know, you have babies, you get sick, you have surgeries, things happen. And life needs to function at a slightly different pace. And the qualities and the things I learned in doing a professional Feldenkrais training were remarkable to recognize that we don't have to continuously exert ourselves with high-end effort. We can actually find ways to smoothen it out, to find a graceful moment, to soften the breath, to do the reverse of more effort, do less effort, and discover, really discern these differences and distinctions that we can identify in the sensations of our body. And this is a continuous process. It doesn't just happen and change. Just like training at the gym, you have to continually commit to it. And again, it's not so much that you've got to get better at the gym, but getting better at the gym helps you feel better through the rest of your life. So Feldenkrais floor lessons or one-to-one working with a practitioner to really find out exactly the details you need, how you can learn, really discern deeply by taking the time to pay attention. Moshe Feldenkrais was well known to say that this quality of attention needs time and discrimination. And it means in order to learn that we've got to sharpen our powers of sensory skills. And instead of trying to do things with more force, we do things with a delicate precision. And so this has been a lifetime's learning. And particularly, I'd say in the last 10 or 15 years, because I've passed 50 a while ago. So it's particularly important. So thank you.
Sue in the comments says, this sounds so helpful. And Sue is also another presenter. And I must that she comment because I'm going to bring both you and Sue back next week for a conversation here on Let's Get Real TV because your topics are similar but not the same. So that's exciting, isn't it? So part of the Let's Get Real Festival is I ask the presenters to ask some guest panelists to come in and talk to us and deepen the conversation around the topic of neuroplasticity, which what we're unpacking during the festival. So you have invited a couple of beautiful humans onto your panel. Would you like to share who they are and maybe a little bit about where your conversation may lead?
Well, thank you. Yes, I invited two people that have been in my life for quite a few years. A dear friend for the last 7 or 8 years named Helen. She's actually a yoga master right now. And we clicked right away because we both worked out of the same studio she was offering yoga, I was offering Feldenkrais. We attended each other's programs. And she's 60 plus too. I won't tell you her age, but she's stunning. And she's very creative. She's lived a very creative life. She's changed careers from 20s to mid 60s. And she pursues the creativity of life in these careers, photography, painting, yoga, retreats. And she's just a gorgeous inspiration about being fully present. So I've invited Helen to share that kind of creative energy that I was really attracted to when we first met. I've also invited Leslie McLennan, and she is a Feldenkrais practitioner in Australia. What's again inspiring by Leslie is she didn't necessarily want to have a clinical studio practice of Feldenkrais, but she embraced multiple careers of creativity, and her also mid-60s and beyond has recreated herself with some artistic talents, unbelievable sculptures. And she uses the Feldenkrais method as an inspiring way to not only be embodied with her own well-being, but to share the creative ways of thinking and resolving challenges in her life. So our panel, I'm very excited. I sort of said, let's talk about creativity, quality, and our age. So, very excited.
Everyone on your panel sounds like the kind of inspiring women that I like to look up to because I remember at university, I attended dance training at university and the university professors were both yoga instructors. And the wife was in her 50s, and the way she would walk, and she would just get all the other boys in the courtyard like, whoa, who's that? I'm sure she's the same now, and she's probably close to 70. So
to feel embodied and to feel skillful in what you want to do, it's a fabulous experience.
Awesome. And so we are doing one of your lessons in the Movement Online Academy, and I'll talk about that in a moment. But let's first say again, our festival is on March 10th to 15th, 2 weeks away. We have $9 tickets available for the first 100. If you know anyone on the panel of speakers, so if you go to the site, I'll put it up now, and you know any of the panel speakers, ask them for their affiliate link, and I'll tell you why. We have a little competition running. So to the panelists, whoever gets the most of their audience, their friends and followers and family and everyone in, I get a special prize. So if you want to help your presenter out, go grab a ticket, and it's relative to their audience, because some of us have smaller audiences, some of us have bigger audience. So we'll let you know who that is later on in the Let's Get TV Real TV series. So the lesson today, do you remember what it's called, Donna Rose, the lesson?
Yeah, lengthening the spine while lying on your back. So it's a very, very indulgent, soft, instead of twisting, stretching, folding yourself over, how do you let the back relax?
Well, the first comment I have here, so if you don't know, the presenters and I are trying out these lessons for themselves, and then so we can make comments and let you know how you might feel after the lesson. Maybe you'll feel a bit different. Everyone's different. But the first comment here is, my long spine was delicious. When I took my knees away downwards, the length of my spine was very clear, and on the floor afterwards was fantastic, and then again in standing. So if you want to feel like that, come try this lesson. Actually, let me pop the link to sign up into Movement Online Academy. There it is there, movementonlineacademy.com, and it's free to join. I think I might have been holding my breath a little bit these days, but it was joyful to feel my breath changing and deepening and becoming easier. So there's a few other comments there. And the reason we're doing the lessons is going into a festival and launching like this, there's a lot of work, isn't there, Donna Rose? There's a lot of computer work. There's a lot of stuff going on. So I said to the team, I need to get on the floor, and here's how we're going to do it. We're going to try the lessons, and then we're going to offer them in the community. So it's actually because I want to get on the floor, and I'm inviting everyone to get on the floor with me, and it's been delicious, hasn't it, Donna Rose?
I agree. Yeah. Wonderful to get on the floor and do these lessons.
Yeah, we really want to be able to do the work and let people know how amazing it is. Keeps me calm, keeps me focused. Is there any last comments you would like to make to the audience, Donna Rose, before we jump off?
Well, Angela, I think you just summarized it right there. It keeps you calm, keeps you focused, keeps you in touch with the quality of your own life. So I'll support you on that.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, come and join us for the festival. We're super excited. Let's Get Real TV is going to happen all of this week and all of next week, where I'll be interviewing the presenters. Although the next couple of days, it's just going to be me, and I'm going to be sharing my own personal journey, why I became a practitioner and how it's helped me in my life. I have two stories to share with you, so I'll do it as a part one and part two. Thanks, Donna Rose. I'll see you soon.
Okay. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.